Section 1. Influences. Module 4. The Author's Contribution. Key Points. Mises aims to bring the Austrian theory of value full circle by showing that money can be fully explained by the theories of marginal utility and subjective value. Mises argues that money is a good in its own right, not just a placeholder for other goods. He argues against the Keynesian policy of counter-cyclical deficit spending during recessions because it weakens the value of money. Author's aims. When he wrote The Theory of Money and Credit in 1912, Ludwig von Mises was 31 and a young academic. It was the first step of a series of great systematizing projects of economics research on which he spent the remainder of his writing life. Publication of the book established his academic reputation and secured him a teaching position at the University of Vienna, where Mises worked his theory of money and banking into the framework his teacher, Karl Menger, had established to examine value and prices. Mises thereby continued an Austrian school tradition of beginning his career with an analysis of money. Menger's theory of money, which formed Chapter 8 of his Principles, was his own Habilitation Schrift as a young researcher. Menger's Principles developed the theory of marginal value, one of the key contributions of the Austrian school to economics in the 20th century. Money itself he treats as a social institution, and he gives some thought to how it grows out of a non-monetary commodity. However, Menger did not apply his own theory of marginal value to money itself. This left the impression that money was not subject to the same rules as value theory. For Menger, it seems, value theory only applied to consumer goods and the means of production. Mises' aim in The Theory of Money and Credit was therefore to bring the Austrian theory of value and prices full circle by showing that money, like all other goods, could be fully brought within the new marginal value theory and its related concept, the subjective theory of value, the idea that the value of a good is determined by the importance individuals place on it. Later, in an intellectual autobiography written in 1940 on his arrival in the United States, Mises described his motivations by saying, "The systems of Menger and Bohm-Berwick were no longer wholly satisfactory to me. I was ready to proceed further on the road these masters had discovered, but I could not use their treatment of those problems with which monetary things must begin." Approach. In The Theory of Money and Credit, Mises aimed to extend the theory of marginal value and prices, which had previously so thoroughly transformed economics in the work of the earliest Austrian school authors, to the theory of money itself. This allowed Mises to argue that money was no longer a special case, but could be fully explained in terms of Austrian thinking about marginal value. According to prevailing opinion at the time, he explains in his autobiography, the theory of money could be clearly separated from the total structure of economic problems. It did not, in fact, even belong with economics. In a certain respect, it was an independent discipline. For Mises, in contrast, economics must necessarily be a complete and united whole. Mises's great insight is that money is a good in its own right. It is not just a placeholder for other goods. For example, if Peter sold a painting, exchanging it for $100, he did so because he perceived he would obtain a greater marginal utility from the $100 than from the painting. Peter values this $100 because of its expected future purchasing power, in permitting him to receive real goods and services with it tomorrow. He expects money to have a certain purchasing power tomorrow because he has a memory of its purchasing power yesterday. And yesterday, other people remembered the purchasing power money had the day before. Mises says this regression is not infinite. If you push the explanation back far enough through time, we reach the moment people valued gold or grain for its own sake, and its exchange was a form of barter. Mises called this the regression theorem. He argued that it rescues the value of money from accusations of circularity. Money has value because people treat it as having value. Using the regression theorem, economists can apply to money the powerful Austrian approaches of marginal utility and the subjective theory of value. Contribution in context. For Mises, showing that money's very existence can itself be fully explained by economics is urgent because if it cannot, there is a real danger that monetary policy could become a tool of government. If money comes into existence through the will of states, then states could feel freely able to intervene with its value through inflationary policies and expanding the money supply, he reasons. Mises is very aware of the state theory of money by University of Strasbourg economist Georg Friedrich Knapp. In this book, Knapp argued that the value of money does arise spontaneously through relations of exchange, but instead derives solely from its issuance by an institutional form of government. Knapp founded a school called Chartalism, based on the premise that money is a creature of law, not a commodity. It is a very short step from Knapp's state theory of money to John Maynard Keynes and his recommendations that states engage in deficit borrowing and spending to balance the business cycle. Keynes argued, in his 1936 General Theory of Employment, Interest and Money, that governments should engage in counter-cyclical spending to inject money into the economy during times of depression, rectifying insufficient aggregate demand. In fact, the first chapter of Keynes's 1930 Treatise of Money begins by drawing heavily from Knapp's work. Today, all civilized money is, beyond the possibility of dispute, chartalist, Keynes says. In this way, it seems evident that the two great economic approaches of the 20th century are rooted in two very different understandings of the nature of money. Keynesian economics, with its advocacy of counter-cyclical deficit spending, i.e., to permit governments to spend their way out of recessions, starts from the perspective that money is something that governments create. In contrast, the approach championed by the Austrian school, that governments can only do harm by interfering with the value of money, draws on Mises's argument that money has a value which arises spontaneously, without governments playing any role at all. End of Section 1, Module 4. Coming up next, Section 2, Ideas. Module 5, Main Ideas.